These Second World War battlefields were governed by the U.S. Navy and then the Department of the Interior before they achieved independence. Under free association, the U.S. provides funding and access to government services, including FEMA, the U.S. Postal Service, and the U.S. Coast Guard. Citizens of freely associated countries can live and work in the U.S. Washington is entirely responsible for defense. Daniel Panuelo of the Federated States of Micronesia, Hilda Heine of the Marshall Islands, and Tommy Remenga Sau Jr. of Palau are expected to frame their conversation in terms of the Blue Pacific strategy adopted last year by the Pacific Islands Forum. The idea is to leverage the collective power of what are usually described as small island states by recasting them as large ocean states, which control vast swaths of the Pacific. Last week at the Center for International and Strategic Studies, Fiji's Ambassador Solomara said the 16 Pacific Island nations should no longer be regarded as an afterthought to the Trump administration's Indo-Pacific strategy. Under the Blue Pacific strategy, island states want Washington to emphasize trade, development, the effects of climate change and pollution, and environmental enforcement. For example, he said Pacific nations need help to control illegal fishing. Our resources have been plundered, he said. Ambassador Mara added that the United States is part of the region and should not act as strangers. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.